Wake up, sleepyheads. This is CJSF 90.1 FM.
And you're tuning in to Slumber Party.
Welcome. This is CJSF 90.1 FM, Burnaby Community Radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kuequitlam, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store, depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/CJSF radio and learn more by visiting our website, cjsf.ca. Got a request? Text or call us at 778-782-CJSF, which is 2573. Welcome, welcome everyone to Slumber Party. We're here every Tuesday, 6 to 7 p.m. My name's DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. Thank you so much for joining us on this rainy and very windy Tuesday.
Mm-hmm.
We have, as usual, some lineup of music and nice topic that we'll get into later on. I think this one's a pretty good one, so
yeah, I'm excited to talk about it. It's a bit of a think piece, you could say.
I think we've been on a bit of a thinking run. We've been doing all sorts of similar topics lately, so maybe this will connect all the previous episodes somehow together as well.
Mm-hmm.
But we'll start off with the music as usual. So this first song is by Shy Girl, and the song is Firefly, but it's the Kingdom edit from the album Nymph O. So enjoy.
Yeah. Thinking about the last time you had me on that, show me what it Join us every Tuesday evening from 8 to 10 p.m. Pacific for Bitcoover FM, featuring the best in chiptune, video game soundtracks, synthesized music, history of electronic instruments, and more, right here on CJSF 90.1 FM. We'll see you in the virtual plaza, and remember to synthesize with nostalgia.
This is Slumber Party. And I'm DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. I don't know why I just slurred my words.
I kind of started that weird. Yeah. This is CJSF. Yeah, I was like, FM. Kind of missed that.
I was like, wait a minute. Where are we right now?
Anyway, so that last song was Detour by La Securité. And before that was Sugar Water by Prince Fatty, Mungo's High Five, and Holly Cook. I really love that song right now. It is a bit strange, but there's something so addictive about it. And before that was Butterflies by FCUKers. And before that was Figurines by She's Green. So we kind of ran through quite a few songs there, but we are back and we are ready to get started on our topic, which is based on this article, and it's called Why Is Everything Sold to Us as a Means to an End Rather Than an End in Itself? And it is by Julian Baggini. I just saw this article in The Guardian the other day, and I started reading into it. I was like, this is kind of revolutionary in a way. But it argues that, basically, it argues that the instrumentalization of social connection is immoral. And the author, begins by talking about how so much of the things that we have motivation to pursue are because they're instrumentalized and they're kind of marketed towards us as pursuing it for an ulterior goal rather than just for the sake of doing it in itself. So I think the example was art and how actually consuming art is good for your mental health or something, or learning is good for future job opportunities if you're acquiring a degree, and it's all kind of for the sake of wealth, well-being, and health.
Yeah. The definition for instrumentalization for this, so for all that we're trying to strive to do this, to get this good, it's usually defined as health, wealth, social success, or even psychological well-being. And these things in itself, the author argues that these don't have intrinsic value, and that when we try to pursue these things, it's not good to pursue something that is trying to act like and it's something with intrinsic value, but it doesn't. So essentially, also the term for intrinsic value is also that something has value in its own sake and not for something else. So to kind of tie in an example for this as well, for example, liking nature, people are being told, go outside, go touch some grass, go take a walk in the woods and, put your feet in the ground, and this will help you with your mental health and you'll relieve stress and you can reduce your blood pressure. All these health benefits, and this is not really doing the actual purpose of in appreciating nature, because you shouldn't be using it to benefit your well-being. And it's more for so that intrinsic value of nature would be something exploring and understanding the history of the nature you stand on kind of thing. Not if I stand on this ground, I'm going to drop my blood pressure kind of thing.
Mm-hmm. It's very kind of robotified in a way. It's very mechanical the way that a lot of us approach just kind of regular things in our life that do have intrinsic value, and that just disconnects us from the meaning of those things, even friendships or talking to strangers. I was in a class this semester for psychology, and it's called the Science of Happiness, and basically we're just reviewing a lot of the literature on happiness, and how, you know, talking to a stranger versus not talking to one on a commute will have all of these emotional and affective benefits. And the longer you talk to them, the more benefits you'll have. So you see this data and you're like, okay, maybe I should go out and like talk to a stranger because of these ulterior benefits rather than, oh, maybe it would be nice to just have a little bit of human connection for the sake of having, you know, more casual human connection. And that is why there is like this kind of gap or divide between the actual value and the intrinsic value and meaning versus like what it gives to us. In a, how do I, it's hard to explain. Like, this concept is kind of hard to explain because it's
a bit abstract.
But yeah, it's just like the separation of what it does for us and then what it is, basically.
Yeah, that intrinsic value thing kind of, it took a while for me to actually grasp that around my head because, in a way, it's like, how do we label something that's intrinsic, that has intrinsic value versus something extrinsically? Because, for example, with the art thing, like, sure, we have art like paintings that people do because they want to self-express themselves, and that is something that's, you know, an intrinsic value of painting. But then at the same time, people create art in films or dramas or books, and these things are used to help others understand and take, you know, and understand the world better, to that helps their own well-being. So technically, wouldn't that be an extrinsic value, because it's trying to, the that form of art, like the film, is trying to be an instrument? It got a little muddy, and the author did also address that as well, that in real life this is a lot harder to define, but in general this is something that is very noticeable. And for me, is like reading this, I was like, holy cow, I've been reading and trying to do a lot of these things.
Yeah, and I think the author also says that like extrinsic and intrinsic value can be, you know, existing alongside one another. It's like a specific quote, but I'm not sure if I can find it that really like cleared things up for me, but I'll try to find it. Maybe I'll do it after the break if I can. But anyways, yeah, so it's, yeah.
I mean,
I'm just trying to find.
I think another example could help for the intrinsic, extrinsic values is to just give more examples. So I thought that for the, you know, physical and mental health part, which is something that we as humans, we think is something good, like as a good that we want to benefit ourselves with. So like going out to nature and improving our physical health and mental health, for example. And this itself is not intrinsically valuable. Even though health itself, everyone says this is the most important thing in your life. Like, you should prioritize your health above all other means. But the thing is that health, as I said, is not intrinsically valuable, and it only enables us to access other things that are more valuable. This is what is argued. And we only prize health based off that the alternative is pain and suffering, which, of course, we don't want to do. And the other one being that good health can allow us to bring meaning into our lives. Like, we can go walk to the park, for example. So it's not really itself doing anything. It's just helping not have these other factors come into play, kind of thing. And one example was that I could see, that I've seen in other class, like some other article, was the disability.